Okay, the website today's daf is daf Nun Tes. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Beis. And the focus of today's Gemara is going to be the order of the various karbonos. As you recall, we started off the new perek yesterday saying that the Tomid Shulbein HaBoyim typically was the final carbon that was brought every day of the year. When was it brought? After 8.5 hours, 7.5 hours, 6.5 hours, typically it was the final carbon, with the lone exception of carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, with the carbon of carbon Pesach that was brought by Klal Yisrael was dafke brought after the carbon Tomid Shulbein HaBoyim. And when we learned the Gemara yesterday, we asked, "How is that possible? We have a drasha. What was the drasha?" The Gemara brought back on the Amud Aleph, and it was repeated again on the Amud Beis. It says in the pasuk that the Tomid Shel Shachar, the Hikter Aleha Chelvei Hashlamim. What means Hikter Aleha Chelvei Hashlamim? That after you finish bringing the carbon oila, the oilas Tomid Shel Shachar, then you can be Makter Aleha. You can add to it other chalavim of other karbanas. And the Gemara says Hikter Aleha on the first one, but as opposed to the second one, the chaverta, after the second one, you don't bring any more karbanas. Ma mashmois, what's the mashmois? The Gemara said because the word chovi hashlama means from a lashon hashlama. Alea hashlem kol ha-karbonois kulan. On the first carbon, tamid shel shachris, you should be mashlem all the karbanois. Any neder, any nedove, any chatas, any osham, any karbon bechor, any karbon maser, whatever you got, everything you should be mashlem on the first one, aleha hashlem. When you complete it, now let's go and bring the Tomid Shulbein HaBoyim. If that's the case, why do we bring the karbon Pesach after the Tomid Shulbein HaBoyim? That was the open question that we had, and that's going to be addressed now by the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. Tomid koidim lePesach. As we learned yesterday, Karban Tomid Shulbein HaBoyim is brought first, and the Karban Pesach is brought afterward. And that's not the end of the day. Pesach Koidim L'Ktoiris. After that, they brought the Ktoiris. And after the Ktoiris, Koidemus Leineiros, then you had the Hadlokas HaMenoira by Aharon HaKoyim, like it says in the Torah. So, says the Gemara, what's the reason for this order? Why does the Tomid come before the Pesach? That's the only exception, that the Karban Pesach comes after the Tomid. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Yeuchar dovah shenema boi ba'erev u'bein har boyim, ledovah shenema boi ba'erev ela bein har boyim b'lvan. So Rashi does us a favor and brings the psukim and tells us when it comes to Karban Pesach, there are two separate psukim that both insist on making it late, making it late. I have the pasuk be'erev. What does the pasuk say? Be'erev says Rashi. It says in the pasuk, Tizbach es haPesach be'orev. And then I have another pasuk, V'shachtu oisoi kol kehal adas Yisrael bein hu arboyim. So you have both an expression of be'orev and an expression of bein arboyim by the Karban Pesach. Masha enkein, when you're talking about the Karban Tomid Shulbein HaBoyim, then it only says one. It says Hakeves Ha'echa Tasa B'Boyker Ve'is Hakeves Ha'Sheni Tasa Bein HaBoyim. There is no additional Erev baked in the Psukim. It only says one time. So since the Torah here it says it twice, and here it says it once, it's the Kavon of the Torah to say this is even more delayed than the earlier one, the Tomid Shulbein HaBoyim. So that this would be therefore the exception to the rule. That being the case, Frank Gemara, Ihochi Ktoiris Veneirois Nami Nekadmu LePesach. The Gemara asks a very simple question. Once you tell me that Erev and Bein HaBoyim together indicate that this is later than just a sole singular Bein HaBoyim, by Ktoiris Veneirois you also only have one Bein HaBoyim. What Bein HaBoyim do you have by Ktoiris and Neirois? Rashi brings it here, but we can have it halfway down the omen as well. It says in the pasuk, "Uvahalois aharoin es haneirois bein harboyim yaktirana." This pasuk refers to both the neirois and the ktoiris. Uvahalois aharoin es haneirois bein harboyim. Bein harboyim means late in the afternoon. Yaktirana, you do the ktoiris. There's only one pasuk bein harboyim. There's no other pasuk of Ba'erev, or a second Bein HaBoyim. So say the same limud that we just said now. just like we said that the Korban Tamid Shulbein Aboim precedes the Korban Pesach, because the Tamid Shulbein Aboim only has one Bein Aboim, but the Korban Pesach has both Be'erev and Bein Aboim. So say the same thing, that the Ketoris and the Neirois should both precede the bringing of the Korban Pesach and not succeed. Remember, it says in the Brice here on the bottom, Tamid is Korban Pesach, and then Pesach comes before the Ketoris and before the Neirois. No, the Ketoris and Neirois should be before the Korban Pesach. Every Gemara, you're right, you have a very good point. I have a special limit, a special pasuk, the word oisoi. What is that oisoi? Like we'll see in another few lines. Yaroich oisoi. We're going to see that in a moment. Decide, we're going to the Braisa. Now, the first part of the Braisa is unrelated to our question. It's the same Pasuk, but it addresses another issue. The Pasuk says, Me'erev Adboike, Hushtetin Pasuk, for those of you that have the Torah or HaSholem, number one, Ba'oil Moyen Michutzla Paroiches Asher Alo Eidus, Yaroich Oisoi Aroin Uvonav. What is Aron Uvonav? What have been Yaroich? They're setting up the Menorah. Me'erev ad boike lefnei Hashem. From evening until morning. You think Aharon is standing there the whole night going and setting up the Menorah? Of course not. The Lukas HaMenorah was, in fact, Be'erev Taka, at the end of the day, and it lasted until boike. So what's this Lashon Me'erev ad boike? Says, more ten la midasish to tehei doilekes Me'erev ad boike. Not that Aharon Uvonav have to stand there and set up and light the menorah the whole night. But when they set up and light the menorah in the evening, it should stay burning the whole night at a boiker until the morning. How would that be accomplished? Make sure that you put in enough oil that it should go and last the entire night until the next morning. And you should dafka go and take those nights which are as long as possible, and you leave that amount midah for the entire year that you never have a problem. How much is the amount? Says Rashi, echatzi loig. Says Rashi, the English leil oruch shloihela lach ba kishir. If you put in the chatzi loik, even in the winter evenings, like now, where the nights are very, very long, they start early and they end late, chatzi loik is enough. So that's the amount that you put throughout the year. That's how you learn Erev Adboiker. Tov Rache, nochazach. Ein lecho avoyde shekshera me Erev Adboiker ele zu buvad. The only avoyde which is kosher from after Erev until the boiker is this avoida. What do you mean? What is this all about? Omakra yarech oisoi aharon uvona me'erev ad boiker. Oisoi, meaning the hadlokas ha-menoira, that is kosher me'erev ad boiker. Vein dover acher me'erev ad boiker. This is the only thing which is good me'erev ad boiker. What means me'erev ad boiker? That already it's Erev, and you're thinking to yourself, maybe we could do three more things. I forgot to bring my carbon maser. I forgot to bring my chatas, my osham, my neder, my nedova. I want to do this, that, and the other thing. No. The only thing that's left, once you hit Erev, the only thing that's left that you can do is the Neiros. From this point on, you cannot do the Korban Pesach, and you can't do the Tamid Shulbein Aboyim, and you cannot go and do the Ketoris. This is the final thing. And that's what the Oisoi is telling you. Oisoi me Erev Ad Boike, vein dover acher me Erev Ad Boike.
And that's the Teretz here. We got the Teretz here before that.
This is the Teretz to the Kasha. Yeah, okay. The Kasha was, why don't we say that the Korban Pesach should be later than the Menorah, because it says Erev and Bein Aboyim. This only says Bein Aboyim, because the Oisoi says, this is the final, the buck stops here, so to speak. Okay. This is the final step, the Menorah every single day, because after Erev, until Boiker, essentially, you can close down the base. Maybe, except of course for Hektach Halom Veivarim, but that's really not a new avoider. That's just finishing touches of a pre-existing avoider that you started earlier in the day when you did the Shechitim, the Zrikas Hadam, the Kabbalah, the Gamsa Maisa. Now we're just finishing it off. That can be done at night. But something new, the only thing is the Menorah. So therefore, you can't bring the Korban Pesach after Menorah. Menorah has to be the last thing of the day. Okay, that explains why the Menorah is post Korban Pesach, but it doesn't explain why the Ketoris is post Korban Pesach. The Iskish Ketoiris l'neiros. And the pasuk that we quoted, and the Gemara is going to bring this pasuk yet again, if you want to just skip down with your eyes about 7-8 lines. Uvahalis aharon es haneiros bein urabayim yakti rena. You have in the same pasuk, the first part of the pasuk talks about the hadlokas hamanoira. The second part talks about the ketoiris. Since we crunch them both together in the same pasuk, the juxtaposition of these two tells you that we make a hekesh, so that therefore not only Neiros is post Karban Pesach, but Ketoiris is also post Karban Pesach. And that's how we get the order. But why don't you do the Ketoiris after the Neiros? You can't, because that's what the Oisei tells you. Oisei tells you after Erev, that's it. Erev Ad Boiked, nothing more, nothing less. That's the final avoid. So therefore you do the Ketoiris pre Neiros and post Karban Pesach. So far, so good. Zoktimor Vitanya, and I have another brisa which respectfully disagrees. And this brisa is Kikushion. This brisa goes in accordance with our question. What means in accordance with our question? We questioned at the top of the Amud, since we do the Karban Tom, it shall be in our boim, pre Karban Pesach. Because by Karban Pesach it says the double lotion of Erev and Ben Raboyim, and by the Tumid it only says Ben Raboyim. So then say the same thing with Kavir Ketoiris V'Neirois, that the Karban Pesach should be post Neirois and Ketoiris. Why? Because here it says a double Lashon of Erev and Ben Raboyim, and by the Neirois and Ketoiris it only says one Ben Raboyim. Says more time to Kiyat Kushyan. This Taka Brisa that learns exactly like that. That Tumid Koidim L'Ketoiris, Ketoiris Koidemis L'Neirois, V'Neirois Koidemis L'Pesach. Pesach, in fact, is the final avoda, even post Ketoiris, even post Neiros. Why? For the reason that we gave before. Yeucha Dovish Lenema Boy Be'erev Uben Raboyim, which is Karban Pesach, LeDovish Lenema Be'erev Uben Raboyim Bilvad. Very, very nice, like the Gemara asked at the outset. But now the question is, what was the teretz to the Gemara's kasha about the fact that it says the Ben Raboyim and Be'erev, this double whammy, just like we are ma'acher the Karban Pesach to the Karban Tomid shel Ben Raboyim. We should be ma'acher the Karban Pesach to the Ketoiris and the Neiros. So we answered with Oisai. Freiti Mor Baksev Oisai, what do we do with that Oisai according to the second Brisa? Everything more high Oisai meboy lelem utei avoyde shebifnim. That Oisai doesn't come to exclude the Karban Pesach and to say, only Neiros can you do so late. You cannot do the Karban Pesach so late. No, it's going to be a Mayit Avodah Shebifnim. Umayniu Ketoiris. Meaning that both the Menorah and the Haktoiris Haktoiris take place inside the Heichal. The Menorah, as you know, stands in the Heichal. And you have the Mizbeach Haktoiris, named for the fact that we are Makdeh the Ketoiris on it every single day. Okay, so both of those are inside the Heichal. When you're talking about shechting the Karban Tomid shel Ben Raboyim or the Karban Pesach, those are all bachutz. Bachutz doesn't mean chas v'sholom outside the Beis Mikdash. It means outside the Heichal, inside the Azara. And so therefore when the Torah is talking about the Oisai, it's coming to exclude, if you will, the Menorah's sibling. What is the Menorah's sibling? The Mizbeach HaKtoiris, where you do the Ketoiris in the Bifnim, inside the Heichal. Ah, so says the Gemara. Why do I need the Oisai? This Oisai is coming to tell you that the Neiros are going to be at the end, right? We're saying Tamid Koidim L'Ketoiris, Ketoiris is before the Neiros. Neiros are before the Pesach, so Neiros are post Ketoiris. That's what the Oisai comes to tell you. Of the Avoidoi Shebifnim, which are, of course, the Ketoiris and the Neiros, which one is earlier? Which one is later? I'll tell you which one is later. It's the Neiros, because Oisai, that's the only one that's kosher me Erev Ad Boiked, and that's the final at Erev. After that, don't do anything more. Bifnim, Avoidoi Shebifnim. Now, why would I have thought otherwise? So the order of the pasuk sounds like Ahalas Aharnas Aneiros. Aharna Koin is going to do the Neiros, and then the Gabbai, whoever is in charge there in the basement, will say, "Okay, now it's Yakti Rena time. Let's do the Ketoiris. Aharon HaKohen has come to do the menorah at Yaktiren, and that's why the Torah has to go and say, Oisai, what does the Oisai tell you? That among the two, or between the two, avoida shebifnim, the Neirois and the Ktoiris, it's the Neirois that go finally, that go lost. Because the Pasuk says, Me'erev ad Boiker, Oisai Me'erev ad Boiker, Vein Dover Acha Me'erev ad Boiker. Frank Timura, it would appear that we have almost a serious apsukim, because you're telling me the oisa comes to tell you that the neirois are the final avoider. This pasuk, it sounds like that when you're doing the neirois, then yaktirana. Now we call in, let's do the ktoiris. It sounds like the ktoiris is the last one. So timarachik amarachmana, what we have to do is we have to interpret the pasuk. The idon, the madlekes, neirois, not that Yaktiren is something futuristic. Oh, you're doing now the Neiris. Okay, so now let's start getting the Ktoiris done. No, but rather that the Ktoiris has already started before the Neiris. It's already Miktura Ktoiris. It's already in the works. It's in the process of the burning of the Ktoiris. Over Halas, Aharnas, and Neiris, when Aharon comes up the platform to go and start lighting the Menorah at the time of Erev, at that time, Yaktirana, they already smell the Ktoiris, which is already burning on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the Mizbeach HaKtoiris.
So it's simultaneous, not sequential?
It's simultaneous, but it's still 5 seconds earlier. Now the Ktoiris is brought earlier, and then the Neiris. They are concurrent, but they're not simultaneous. The Ktoiris still comes, for sure. But the Ktoiris still starts a second or two before the Neiros, because the Neiros has got to be the final one. The Oisai may Erev Advaikin.
Is lighting the Neiros really an avoda that requires a Kohen, or is it something that because it's inside the Heichal, a Kohen does? Isn't there a Gemara Nyoma that says something about if you took the menorah and you brought it outside to the Chatzar
or Zar?
Is it really an avoda? We're talking about avoda here.
The term avoda we're using colloquially. We're not talking about an avoda, because a real avoda, when you finish with the Talmud Shulchan Aboyim or the Karban Pesach, that's the essentially the final avoda.
With an ayin, okay.
Avoda with an ayin, yeah. A small I, not a capital I. Okay, good.
So, the vote is the Tavis, and that has to be on the Kohen. Mm-hmm.
Could be.
But the actual Halakha.
You remember what I'm talking about,
yeah, right?
Yeah, definitely. Baruch Hashem. Excellent memories. Kedai Nahara, B'li Ayin Hara. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get back to Kochim. We'll delve into this. Yes, ma'am.
Arne Kohen, that was whole piece. He goes. Adlux.
Yeah, the question is, but
it's Tavis. The mitzvah is the Tavis preparing the
Neiros. Adlux also
is
Mitzvah.
No, is Kosher Bazaar.
It's Kosher Bazaar, man.
We have a Yoma.
Okay, then we're going to have it very shortly. We're not going to have to wait till Zvachim Menachas. We'll have it in Yetchim and Yoma. Good. So stay tuned, Rabbi Say. Good. Tana Rabban. Now, after we've gone full circle about the Tumid Shul Ben Aboyim and the Karban Pesach and the Ktoiris and the Neiros, we're going to see some startling things, Rabbi Sai. So go and gird yourselves and put on your seatbelts, because we're going to have another carbon that can be brought even post the Karban Pesach and even post the Tumid Shul Ben Aboyim, as we'll see. Yeah,
even post the Halakha Sanhedrin.
Can you imagine?
No.
Okay, so
you're shattering.
Exactly. Turn it around. Shaking the brace. Ein lechadaber shekoidim leTumid Shul Shachar. We're getting off a little bit on a tangent now, because the focus has been throughout yesterday and today, the final karbonis and the final avoidois with a capital ayin, with a small ayin, the end of the day, and now we're talking about at the beginning of the day. The first thing that they do is they're makter the ktoiris. You're wondering, how can you be makter the ktoiris in the morning and the evening? The answer is because, in fact, haktoiris and ktoiris was twice a day. That was the first avoida with a small ayin, not shechting a carbon, just the Haktoris Haktoris, that was the first thing in the morning. And the Haktoris Haktoris was the last thing, or it was before the Menorah, or it was after the Menorah, before the Karban Pesach, after the Karban Pesach, depending on the two brises which we just finished. But both, in a sense, they're both just like the Tumid Shul Shachar and Tumid Shul Ben Aboyim are bookends throughout the year. So is Haktoris Haktoris, early in the morning and late in the evening, late in the afternoon. And the Chodobah Shekoyim, the Tumid Shul Shachar, that was the first thing, Shenem Ba'boiker, ba'boiker. Rashi brings a little bit more about the pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh. Baboike, baboike, yaktirana. You're supposed to bring the ktoiris every morning. Baboike, baboike. The yoktam ktoiris dovah shenu and boy baboike, baboike. The chesed, the hikter olav aharn. Ktoiris sam baboike, baboike. The pasuk we were just talking about. The dovah shalem baboy ela boike echad. Because by the carbon tomat shoshachar it says. As I kept so echo tase ba boiker, and then the kesser sheni tase bin aboyin. So there it only says one boiker. Here it says two boikers. So just like we said by the Karm Pesach, it is later because there are two lishoynes erev ben aboyim to tell you it's even later than the Talmud shel ben aboyim because there is only one. Here's two. Here too we're saying the same svara but forget. Since it says ba boiker, don't wait to the singular boiker by the fact that it says ba boiker twice. Kodesh Baruch Hu saying even more morning than your regular morning. In other words, even earlier than morning. What's even earlier? You bring the Torah first for Baikar Baikar, and only subsequently do you bring the Talmud Shel Shachar. By the way, Rashi points out that when they say the din of the Akhtoris, we're talking specifically about the Ishim. Ishim means the fire. What means the fire? Because the Shechita and the Zrika of the Tomid Shel Shachar that preceded the Haktoris Haktoris. However, when you're getting ready to be makter now the Eivorim, the Hekter Chalom, the Eivorim of the Tomid Shel Shachar, then you gotta go wait for the Haktoris Haktoris. So the fire, the Haktoris Haktoris, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi took place before the Haktorah of the Chalovim and Eivorim of the Karban Tomid Shel Shachar on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But in fact, the avoidance of the Tomid Shel Shachar in terms of the Shechit and the Zrika, that preceded that the Haktoris Haktoris. The Haktoris Haktoris is in between Shechit and Zrika and the Hekter Chalom Mevarim of the Karban Tomid Shel Shachar.
When did the Trumas Hadeshin happen in this?
Even before that.
Okay.
That was at the very, very outset of the day. The Dovish Shalim Vayel Abayker Echav Eim Lecho Dovish Shemisakiv. Ah, so that's the morning. Now let's get back to our sugya. There's nothing after Tomid Shel Boyim. Ella Ktoidas Venerois. Oh, we just had that. Upesach, Karm Pesach. And the Mechusiki Purim Bereva Pesach. Oh boy, wow. What is this all about? As you know, there's several different Mechusiki Purims. Rashi focuses specifically on Metzoyra or on Azov. Let's talk about a Metzoyra, because we're going to talk about Metzoyra more as we go into the sugya down on the Amud. And Metzoyra is different than virtually all Tameim. In which respect? Virtually everybody that's Tamei, normal Tuma, you just go to the mikvah, you have Harif Shemesh, and at night the person becomes Tahar. So if a person steps on a Nevela, or touches a dead Sheret, ugh, terrible, squeamish, gefährlich. Good, go to the mikvah, 2 o'clock during the afternoon, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you wait until Harav Shemesh, until it's night, and then you're Tohar. Of course, if you're talking about Chas Shalom, a mess, oh, that's much more messy, then you have to have the Shlishi Yushmi, Avad and Avad. But once you have the Paraduma Shlishi Shvi, you go to the mikvah, again, Tohar Hu. That's fine. However, by Mitzvah, there's one of those few exceptions to the rule, we have a din of Mechusik Kippur. Mechusik Kippur means that the full degree of Tahara will only come when the Metzora brings his karbonos. Which karbonos does he have to bring? We'll see in Me'at Hashem further down on the Amud. You have to bring a karbon chatos, a karbon osham, and a karbon oila. Three things altogether. Of those three, if a person is a Metzora osher, he brings three behemois. If he's a Metzora oni, he gets slight dispensation, only two behemoths and one oif. Which one gets switched from a behemoth to an oif? The chatas. Instead of bringing the chatas behemoth, if a person is nemach poor and he's a metzora, he has to go and bring a chatas oif instead of a chatas behemoth. Fine. This individual was a metzora for the last month, year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it was. Baruch Hashem, the tzaras has finally gone away. The Kohen says, Baruch Hashem, Baruch HaTzaras, you're now on your road to recovery, to be reinstated, to be pardoned, to borrow a term which has some significance today, and to go and return to Klal Yisrael, Emiyat Hashem, and everything will be great. So what does he have to do? The first thing he has the two pigeons that he has to do outside the Beis HaMikdash. Then he has to glachas in 7-day waiting period. And then he has to go and bring three karbanos. Good. he brings his karbanos, and he especially wants to time it so that he should be able to eat the Karban Pesach. He hasn't eaten the Karban Pesach in at least a year. Most people haven't eaten it for the whole year. Some people for 11 months. And maybe he hasn't eaten Karban Pesach for a few years. Nebuchadnezzar, he's been a Metzorah perhaps for a while. So what's the din by this Metzorah? After he brings his karbanos, then he'll be able to go and eat from the Karban Pesach. He is so exhilarated. He's so happy. He's so exuberant. He's excited. Yes, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Guess what? He forgot to go and bring his own karbanos, and it's starting to get almost nightfall, and he goes to the rabbi, what should I do? I want to eat Karban Pesach tonight, and I didn't make my karbanos. Schnell, go to the Beis Hamikdash and see, maybe the Kohanim will open the doors. So the Kohanim, they sheepishly open the door, what would you like? How can we help you, sir? I forgot to bring my karbanos. You know, Karban Pesach is the last thing. You don't understand, but I was a mitzvah until now. Oh, and I am a chusay kippurim. Oh, and I'm one of the menuyim on the Karban Pesach who was brought already today, and I want to be able to go and eat my Karban Pesach tonight. Okay, exception to the rule, come to Rhein, you can go and bring your Karban. Now, which Karban exactly, we're going to talk about momentarily. But in the meantime, the Gemara tells us, Mechusi Kippurim Erev Pesach, he can bring his Karbanos even post Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, even post Ketoidus, even post Neirois, and even post the Karban Pesach. Everybody else in Klal Yisrael is home, he's doing the tzli, they're preparing the Haggadah, they're taking out their kittel, they're preparing the matzahs, they're going to shul, and this fellow is the last guy left, he's bringing his karbanos, Mechusa Kippurim and Erev Pesach, to be able to eat tonight. So says the Braisa, this exception is permissible. Shetoivel Sheinis, after he brings his karbanos, he's going to have to toivel again, and then he's going to eat the Pesach at night. The reason why the Braisa refers to Toivel Sheinis, explains Rashi, is because Min HaTorah, all you have to do is Toivel on day number 7. 7 after you brought the two pigeons and the Teglachas. Day number 7 after the Tzaras is over, you Toivel, that says in the Torah. Then you have to go and bring your Karbanos. Torah doesn't say anything about Tevila after the Karbanos. But the Chum said, since this person has been Mesiach Das from eating Kodshim for such a long period of time, so to take away that Hesach Das, you should go into the mikveh. You should remember, oh, why am I doing all of this? So that from now on I should be able to eat Kodshim. See, it's Torah Sheinus. Then he can eat his Karban Pesach at night. So far, so good. Rabbi Shmuel goes one step further, and this is even more hair-raising. Rabbi Shmuel benoy Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha Oimer Af Mechusi Kippurim B'Shar Yemois Hashana. The same thing applies to Mechusi Kippurim throughout the entire year. What happened to this Mechusi Kippurim? He brought, says Rashi, LeMoshel a Karban Shlomim earlier in the day during that window of opportunity between the Tumah Shel Shachar and the Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim, when you bring the Darman and Davois and Chatois Vashamois, he brought a Karban Shlomim. He couldn't go in himself, because after all, he's still Tamim, Chusik Yipurim. So he sent the Shliach, and they brought the Karban for him. And he was intending to go and eat the Karban that day or that night and the next day. And guess what happens? We hear for the first time, I was Metzoyra, I can't eat the Karban because I'm a Chusik Yipurim. We allow him to go and bring his Karbanos now post the Karban Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim throughout the year. This is not Erev Pesach. Throughout the year, so that she should be able to eat that Kodshim at night.
So it sounds like a Bidiyevet type situation, right?
It's a very Bidiyevet. He certainly should have brought his Karbanos earlier, and I'm hoping that the Kohanim gave him a reprimand and say, Mister, come on time next time. Why are you coming so late? Oh, I'm sorry. My I got stuck in traffic with the train and this and that and the other thing. Anyway, I want to bring my Karbanos now, and I have to bring my Karbanos because I want to be able to eat those Kodshim. So now there are a few things over here that one could expand and expound upon at length, but really the time doesn't allow it. But question number one is, why does Rashi talk about bringing a Karban Shlomim? After all, a Karban Shlomim is a type of Karban which is Ne'echal L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. So even if he were to come to the Beis Hamikdash and they were to go and tell him, I'm sorry, sir.
Too late.
It's too late. We already brought the Karban Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. We already did the Hadlokas HaManoira. We already did the Ketoidus. You're out of luck. Go home. Come back tomorrow. And the person will say, but the Karban is going to be noisy by tomorrow. I won't be able to eat it. Not a Shlomi. You'll be able to eat it tomorrow. So you won't eat it today. You'll eat it tomorrow.
What about Mechmar Bisra?
what about Michma Bisra by every Karma Shlom?
Okay. Right.
The Michma Bisra is a concern when it's raw. Once it's already cooked, okay. Once it's already roasted, then you don't have that same level of concern. Presumably, that helps to preserve it for at least another 24 hours. Anyway, so to come tomorrow. So Rashi L'Chayda could have given. In fact, other Rishonim disagree with Rashi and say, no, don't talk about a Shlomo, because Shlomo, you can bring your Kapara tomorrow and eat it tomorrow. And therefore they say, talk about those Kabbanas which you have to go and eat today. For instance, your Karm Toida is only Nechal Yom V'Layla, not Shnei Yom V'Layla. I'm going to miss the whole Thanksgiving party and won't be able to eat it because I'm going to still be my Mechus Kippur. So that they disagree with Rashi. Others defend Rashi and they say that the reason why Rashi refers to a shlamim is because, in fact, there's a greater mitzvah of eating the karm shlamim that day than on the second day. Second day, you can also eat it. It's almost like tashlumin. But the ikar mitzvah to go and eat the karm is the first day. But the Torah says, if you want to, you missed it. You didn't have enough ochlim on day one, and you don't want nicer, then you can also eat it on the second day. But really, the first day is the important thing. But then there's another overriding question. Why does he have to eat it in the first place? After all, shlum can be eaten by anybody, so he can go and tell his family, oh, Rabbi, I was hoping to eat from this karm shlumim, but I really messed up. I'm a chusam kippurim. I forgot to go and bring my kabbalas. I came to the Beit HaMikdash. They locked the door on me, and they said, get out of here, come back tomorrow. Zich beitach. My wife, my children, my friends, my neighbors, my mishpacha, alakum, everybody should come and eat the shlam.
Yeah, that undermines the whole point of being shlam ben adam al-chavero. If he's the only one not eating, he's not going to be peaceful, he's going to be agitated and aggravated.
Yeah, that's true, so next time you should come early. And if he wants, he can bring another shlam tomorrow. But the point is, why would, because of the fact that he, Dafka, wants to eat the shlam, should we be Mavato the halacha of the hashlim kol kabbanas kulam and the hashlim, that's the final karma tov shebein abayim. Why does he bring these kabbanas subsequently? So then Rashi says that there is a mitzvah by every single carbon to go and eat. Really and truly, we find this befeirish in the Torah by the achilas carbon Pesach that there is a mitzvah to go and eat. And ultimately, kachi kudish, and we say that the kehanim for achlu oisam asher kupar behem, the one the kehanim go and eat from the kabbanas, that finishes off the finishing touch to the kapara to the yid from klayis or the broadest carbon. But normally, we don't say that the person himself who brought the carbon has a dafka mitzvah to eat a mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do. That's why he brought the carbon in the first place. But there's no chiyuv from our Gemara's Masha that this taka chiyuv that he has to go and eat it, and that's the reason why. However, I want to eat it, and I want to eat it today. That's the mitzvah of Mufcher to go and eat it today. Anyway, bottom line is Dr. Gemara. So that answers the kasha. Number one, why is he dafka eating it? Because it's a mitzvah, he should eat it. Why are we talking about a shlomim? So other mafarshim taka say that shlom lav dafka, it's really a toida, because shlom he can eat tomorrow. But others say, no. When would he be able to go and eat the shlom? If you're telling me that he should come back tomorrow and bring his kabbanis then, and eat his shlomim then, remember that shlom is nechal ishnei yom v'layla echad. When does the yoim end tomorrow? At Shkia or at Tzeis, at the end of the day.
He won't be able to eat at all. Only come Tahar at the moment where it becomes no sin.
So that's another very hot issue. The hot issue is, although the Gemara just finished telling us, that Midrabanan is an extra din by Mechusik Yibon, he also has the Toivel. Does he also have to have Herif Shemesh or not? And therefore they want to go and say that Rashi holds, yes, he would have to wait for Herif Shemesh, so even though Shlom is a two-day carbon, I won't be able to eat it tomorrow, even if I come in first thing in the morning, 9 o'clock, right after Tamid Shel Shachar, I bring all of my kabbanis from Mechusik Yibon, my oilim, my shlom, and not my shlom, my oilim, my oshim, and my chatim, bring everything. They're going to tell me, now you have to go to Mikveh, you got to wait until night. So I won't be able to eat the shlom from yesterday because it's already too late. At night I won't be able to eat because I need Herif Shemesh. So how do I know you need Herif Shemesh? So look back at this Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shemrecha b'noicha oimer amachus yikibur b'shari yimoy seshana shetoyva v'oichel b'kachem la'erev, eats it at night. Other Rishonim disagree and say you do not have to wait until night, and this L'Erev is Lav Dafka, and presumably it's because the Tanakama of the Brisa said, V'oichel es pischoy L'Erev, Karm Pesach, of course you cannot eat in the afternoon, you have to eat it at night, so he also throws in L'Erev, but really you could eat the Karchim immediately after you go and bring the Karm. That gets us back to the question, why should you go and wait by the, why do you go and bring the carbon yesterday, bring the kabbonis the next day on the second day, because you'll be able to eat the shlomim during the day. So again, it's totally in that machloikis whether you need Herif Shemesh for this tefillah.
Well, he just said, Tovah Olcha of the country, Le'erev, you don't need. You don't need Erev Shemesh.
Well, the Erev means you have to wait Le'erev. You
but,
cannot.
But it's already passed his month.
Okay, okay, so let's talk about that. So a person comes in, a person who just finished his tzaraz.
He brought shlomim earlier.
He brought shlomim 9 o'clock in the morning, right. The proper time, everything is great.
Right.
But he forgot to go and bring his kabbonis, Mechus HaKippur.
Right.
And then he says, oh, but boy, I won't be able to eat from it. So what does he do? He goes and brings his kabbonis now post the carbon tumah shel bein harpayim. Now he goes to the mikvah. Now he's going to go and wait until the Herev Shemesh at night, and then he'll be able to eat a shlomim tonight. That's the reason why we allow him to go and so we.
He has to wait till the next day, no? Herev Shemesh.
And the Herev Shemesh only have to wait till at night, just like you have in the first mission of brachas.
But he brought the karbanos. It was already.
It's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Oh,
well, you remember, it's 8.5 hours.
I see.
So they finished it at 3:30 in the afternoon.
He had Erev Shemesh.
He had Erev Shemesh.
So what was the class that we had?
Ah, so now the question is, does he need Erev Shemesh or not? Hagemara, it sounds like on the surface you need Erev Shemesh. So the question was, why do you have to go and force yourself to bring the Mechus HaKippurim today? Since Shlom is a 2-day carbon, bring the Kabbonis tomorrow and you'll be able to eat the Shlomim tomorrow.
Right.
If you hold that after the Tevila you need a Erev Shemesh, you won't be able to eat the Shlomim tomorrow. Because you mean right? That's why I'm definitely coming today. But if you hold the Erev is Lav Dafka, it's Takishver, then let him come back tomorrow. That's why other Mefarshim say that there's a special mitzvah to eat the first day and not the second day. Okay, anyway, that's what I was telling you. There's a lot to talk about. Bishloim l'tanakam. Says the Gemara, what do we have now? We have Machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishmael Rebbe. Tanakam says that one time a year will we allow for this exception to the rule that the Mechus HaKippurim can go and bring his carbon even after the carbon Pesach and after Tomei Shabbein HaBoyim, because the Mechus HaKippurim wants to eat at night. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, this is every day of the year. Well, except for Shabbos, naturally, but throughout the year, any other day, if Mechus HaKippurim, he can bring his carbon post the Tomei Shabbein HaBoyim. Fakt ein bisschen da dann kam ihr wie esse der Pesach ihr ist bei Kores wir esse da schlamm ist ein bei Kores hier talking about eating the current Pesach Kores wieder hier talking about hashlama which means a le hashlam kol kabon es kulam exactly so which one is more chosher than the other avad the achilas of Pesach and so therefore we tell the kehanim yes we're very well aware of the aleh hashlam that the Karm Pesach should be the final and that the tamish shel bein haboyim should be the final yes we know all about it but those are just that's just a din of an asay here's an asay sheish by Karis so the Tanakama bring the Mechus HaKippurim after that el rishmol bin rebreika my ulmei dahai esim mehai asay here you have one asay of hashlam that this is the final carbon, Tom Shabbin Abai. Here you have an assay that everybody should eat from their carbonis. Okay, why does your private mitzvah assay of eating from carbon go and supersede and trump on the final day the din of the din of Hashlama? After Hashlama is a mitzvah on the tzibur. If I was a kohen, I would go and say, Mister, that's your problem. My problem is I have to be mashlum kolat. I did my job. You want to go and bring your kabbonis? That's not my issue. That's your issue. So how can he go and supersede their din of a leah hashlum kolat kabbonis kulam? Everything amar avina amar avchizda hocha dechatas hu oifaskinan shein mizbeach eladom. This price is not talking about a metzora osher. We're talking about a metzora ani. And remember we said before, Metzayra Oni is different than Osher, that the Chatas is not a Chatas Behema, it's a Chatas Hu Oif. So, who cares what difference does that make? Because the din of a Lea, Hashtem, Kola, Kabonis, Kulon, is a din in Haktara, that you're Maktir. It says in the Pasuk, V'hikter Olea, Chelvei Hashlomim, Olea, Hashlem, Kola, Kabonis, Kulon. It's really Olea, Hashlein the Haktoris of Kol HaKabbonis Kulon, because that's what the Pasuk is talking about, the Hiktir. Ah, so when you're talking about being Makter Karbin, the final Karbin that you're going to be Makter that day is going to be the Tomei Shel Bein HaBoyim. Don't be Makter any other Karbin. Well, I want to bring my Chatas Hu Oif. Chatas Hu Oif is no Hektir, there's no Haktorah. There's nothing put on the Mizbeach of the Chatas Hu Oif, with the exception of blood. But blood, that's not a din of Haktorah, it's a din of Hazor, a din of Zrika, of Mitzoy, Alis, Zeh, Shein, but nothing to do with the din of Haktorah. So therefore, that can be brought post. So therefore, our Bryce is only talking about a Matzoyra on. Rapapa says, no, I feel the tame of Bechatas Behema. It could be talking about Chatas Behema as well. But then you have this Aleh Hakter, Kola Kabonis Kulam, Yemash, Mahalala. Go and take the Chatas Behema. You're talking right, you're not allowed to be makter it post the Haktorah of the Korban Tamash Ben Aboyim. Don't be makter it. Leave it for tomorrow. Leave it tomorrow? Then it's all going to become Pasul Belina. All those things that you're supposed to put, if you're talking about a Chatas, all the Aymer and all the Chalavim, they're going to become Pasul Belina overnight by the time you hit Alitz HaShachar. See, but, so what am I going to do? Chabanaitza, put it in the freezer until tomorrow. Oh, your freezer. You put it on the Mizbeach, you're malin on the Mizbeach, and do not go and put it on the Ma'arocha, but put it on the outskirts of the Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, near the Koronai, so to speak, and therefore it will not become Pasabalina. And tomorrow when it's Amun HaShachar, the Kahanim are going to say, hey, what happened to all that stuff there, that's there, those Aymarin at the end of the Mizbeach? Oh, those, that was from that Mechusi Kippurim guy that came late. Oh, you remember that guy who was running for life? And that fellow, we're going to go and be makter tomorrow. So therefore, in terms of being mashlim, the Haktorah, the final Haktorah was the Tamar Shulbin Abayim. We did not go and be makter the Chatas Behema. Yesterday, we're going to be makter it tomorrow.
What does it matter? It's the Zerika, that, if it's a Chatas Behema, it's the Zerika that's the Matir.
So the even...
No, but it's not, that's not Makev. So what does it matter? We have, it's a Zerika. It's a Zerika. It's a Zerika. So
Zerika is the Matir, correct.
It's a Zerika. So once a Zerika happens, this person is, he's done. His box is checked and he's done.
Exactly right.
Okay, so what do we, if we're saying already we can put it sort of in limbo, in olulo yardus, you'll burn it tomorrow, fine, mm-hmm. I understand.
Good.
But if once it's up there, who cares? It doesn't matter if it goes there at all, if it falls down, it rolls down the ramp, and gets swept up into the base HaSreifa or something, doesn't matter. Once the Zrika's done, the Korban's over, it's finished.
You're absolutely right, and that's what the Gemara is telling us. That's why this is a good Eitzah for a person who brought his Korban Shlomo early in the day, and he wants to be able to eat from the Korban Shlomo to Mekayim his mitzvah. On the other hand, he does not want to be Mevatel the mitzvah of HaShlomo, so Efshir Lekayim Shneim. How is Efshir Lekayim Shneim? Because we will allow him to, after bringing the carbon, after the Zerika, as you point out, we'll let him go to the mikveh and eat his carbon tonight, and Shalom al Yisrael will be able to eat from his carbon. Aye, what about Aleh Hashlim? How are we allowed to go and bring a carbon after we brought the Tomit Shulbin Abayim? We're going to leave the Mizbeach the way it is. We're not going to even think about putting on this person's carbon Chatas Behema on the Marocha, because we're not allowed to. Aleh Hashlim. That's it. We don't allow anything more on the Marocha. So what do I do with it? It's going to become Pasul Benoiser, as you point out, it's going to be Pasul Belina. Oh, I have a good idea. Go and freeze it. How do you freeze it? By putting it on the top of the Mizbeach on the sides. You're going to be makter it tomorrow. So this way we're going to be Mekayim both the Din of Hashlama, that there was no further Haktorah later today, and we're going to be Mekayim that we're going to allow this person to go and eat his Korban Shlomo tonight. He won't have to wait and worry about tomorrow. Good. Frank Timar. With the Chattis, you did a great job. Remember the two more karbanas. We got the Asham and the Oila. V'ikka Asham. What about the Asham? Sebishlam l'rapapa hainu d'malula. We'll do the same thing. Instead of just going and bringing only the karm chattas and putting the emurim on the corners on the top of the mizbeach, we'll do the same thing with Asham. Same geshaft. Put it in malim. El Rav Chizda said that the only eitz is b'chata so oif, because there's no haktoret all. Ma'ikal meimer, there is no such thing as an asham hu oif. What are we going to do according to Rav Chizda? Everything ma'amri shekar of ashamai. It's talking about he already brought his asham earlier that day, or yesterday, or a week ago. He already brought his carbon asham. He just didn't bring yet his carbon chatas. Ah, so you only have to worry about the chatas. Since he's an ani, and maybe that's the reason why he didn't bring all his carbonis at one time.
Conscript out of the money.
He didn't have the money. He never had a poor fellow. So finally he brought, he got a couple of dollars together, he borrowed, whatever, and now, Baruch Hashem, he's bringing his chatas oif at the last moment. Says, so, that's not a problem anymore, because chatas oif, there's no haktorah. We don't get into the hashlein, kala kabanis kulam issue. Frankly, what are we going to do about the oila? Maybe you're going to go tell me, worst comes to worst, if he forgot to go and bring the oil, he can bring the oil tomorrow, next day, and it's not ma'akiv him from eating his karbonos. Sai legabi the karm pesach, and sai kochim kol hashana kula. We only have to worry about chatas and the osham. Oil he can bring another time. What time? Rishmol benoish bring. Oh, the same Rishmol says. Oimer kishem shechatos v'ashamim ma'akven oisekach loyloshim ma'akvasei. He's got to bring all three karbonos to be able to go and eat from either the karm pesach or from the karm shlamim or from any carbon. He has to go and bring all three. V'chitema, so give the same teretz that we gave by the osham. V'chitema b'shekar v'ilase, just like we said, he brought the osham yesterday. He brought the oil also yesterday or a week ago. V'chitema b'shekar v'ilase k'n chatosai.
Yeah.
Rishon, you're not allowed to bring the oil before the chatos. Chatos has to come first. V'tanya says in the pasuk, "Hikar v'eitzah shel chatos rishoina." Ma tamu leima. What is the pasuk tell us? Chatos rishon. Ilam shetei kidemis la'oila. If you're telling me in this particular case the chatos comes before the oil, akvar nema v'esasheni yasa oila kamishpar. That tells you that every time you have a chatos and oila together, when you bring two, the chatos has to come first. And in fact, other gemaras go into the reasoning because we first want to appease the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel by being mechaper on our chait. Therefore, we bring the chatas first, and then we bring our doyin, and then we bring the present. Alice says he wanted the duplication that one pasuk says chatas rishoina, and the other pasuk that says Hashem yaso elakam ishbat as a bon avlochal chatoish you koyim chol oilai sempoisim when always chatas comes before the kaimulan. Not only that, afilu chatas u oif, which of course is puny in a sense compared to a behemah, could demonstrate this behemah. So if that's the case, Frey Tigmara, even according to Rav Chizda, that says we're talking about a chatas oif, how did he bring the oil yesterday or 2 days ago? You got to bring the chatas oif first. So that means if you bring the chatas oif now, Rav Chizda, and I don't have a problem with Leah Hashlein, because there's no haktorah, but I have to go and bring the oil now too, but then there will be a problem with haktorah. So you're going to go and say we're going to put it on the side of the mizbeach. But that's Rav Papa's teretz, that's not Rav Chizda's teretz. Omer Rava Shani Oilas Matzoyre Rechmona Omar. There by the oil of the Torah says, the hello ha-koyin esu oila. What is bothering the Gemara? Rashi says it should say, the esu oila ya'ale. He says, the hello sounds like a lashon ovar. The hello ha-koyin esu oila shehel kvar. Says Rashi, Avad lechatchilo, you're supposed to go and bring the chatas first, and that's a bona avlechol ha-Torah kulitz, always chatas and afterwards oila. But on those occasions when a person brought an oil first, helikvar, then the evidence also kusha. And as you can see, this person,
he's
unfortunately,
he's a bidyavid person. From beginning to end.
Exactly, because why would he be coming now after the bringing of the final carbon that day? I mean, if you had any seichel, if you bring the shlum in the morning, you want to be able to eat it. No, you are mitzvah for the last 3 months, 6 months, 3 years, 6 years. Now go and bring all your kabbalas. So he's a person who delays and delays, and therefore he's a little bit anyway, so he brought his carbon oil before. He shouldn't have, but lemais, if he did it, it'll be kosher.
So a person when they bring up the chalav mevorim up under the kevesh and they leave it there, we have a principle in kosher.
Not in the kevesh, you put it on top of the mizbeach. But continue on.
Okay, so you bring up, but you're not throwing on the maracha. It's on top of the mizbeach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kol shalroy labila in bil ma'keves.
Okay.
I mean, if it's there, all it needs to be done is shoved over into the fire.
Let's see now. Yeah. The question that you're raising is an excellent question. That we're talking about a situation like Rapapa said, that this fellow brought his chatas behema late and we're putting it all on the side of the mizbeach. After all, aren't we going to have a chasishom, a problem of lefnei iver leisitein mechshol? After all, throughout the night they were doing hekta chalavim veivarim,
right,
and they're going to go and see that some of the chalavim didn't get on the fire, or got on the fire and it spritzed off, and it, because of sparks, it gave a jump, and now it's on the side of the mizbeach. So what do you think the kohanim did every single day? Whenever they saw anything on the outskirts of the top of the mizbeach, not on the maracha, they would, as Barry was saying, they would shove it over. Not shove it, but they would gently pick it up and bizorek and put it back on the maracha. So you chas show me now going to be machshel all the kohanim, they're going to be working at night because they're all going to think tisabedi yoimihu. They don't realize that this is planted there for tomorrow. They think it's for today. Boslak to it. Amalekehanim's reason hang. How does that help? So Rashi adds that the Kohen who's in charge of this particular carbon is going to put up a sign, he's going to go and make a clap, and he's going to make a macho, and he's going to go and scream out instead of screaming.
Don't touch these.
Exactly. Instead of saying, Yalla Biova, he's going to go and say, Rashi says, Amal and Shem, Yoideali Echva Kahanam, Yisarab, and he says, Yankel, Beru, Shmeru, don't even think of touching those. These chalovim there at the corner of the Mizbech, leave them there until tomorrow. And then, of course, they're going to tell all of their brethren, everybody's going to know. Fine. But now, we still have a shtickle peckle over here that we want to understand. So far what we've concluded is that according to Shmuel and Rishon Baraika, we are allowed to go and bring, even throughout the year, a carbon post the Tomid Shel Bein Arboim, in which case, this rare case of a Metzoira, who for a long period of time was Nebuchadnezzar, he's now being Mechusar Kippurim, he brought a carbon today. If he didn't bring a carbon today, we'd also tell him, wait until tomorrow. But he brought a carbon ready today, and he wants to have the mitzvah to eat today. So he said, okay, we're going to make the lone exception for you, and we're only talking about, according to Rav Chisda, that's a Chatas Oit, that he's a Metzoira Ani, and the other two Kabbalists he previously brought, or according to our Papa, he can bring all three Kabbalists. Now we're going to go put everything on the sides of the Mizbech, so we don't have a problem of the Aleh Hashlem called Kabbalah Kulan, but this is a very, very unusual, unique situation. But now, frankly, my Omalir of Ashur of Kahana, the Amir of Huna, Bered of Nasal of Pop, the Hokama de Loy Miskatri, a Murin, Koihanim Loy Motzi Achli Bosser. We have another rule, right, getting back to Karchim, that until the Haktoris Emurim, the Kahanim are not supposed to go and start eating from the Basa. Right. After all, there are two Achilles, the Achilles Mizbeach and the Achilles Adam. We are Mechabed, the Shechina, so to speak, Kaviyochel, that the Mizbeach gets the first Achila, it gets its Aymurin, and then only after that do we allow the Kahanim to go and eat from the rest of the carbon. This Sanya, Yochel Yehu Kehanim Rishoyim B'chozim B'shoik, Koydim Haktoris Imurin, L'mushal, not by Kachi Kudishim, Ashlam. Shlam, you have to go and give the Chozim B'shoik to the Kahanim, as we know. So one of the Kahanim allowed to go and eat it, they're not allowed to eat it immediately after the person brought his carbon, they have to wait until the Aymurin are on the Marocha. Once the Marocha is starting to eat its meal, then they are allowed to go and eat their meal.
There's a criticism of B'nai Eli that they would take their portion before the, among other criticism, before the Haktara.
Okay. And they start eating it, or they just took it?
They took it. I don't know if they ate it. They were already hopping it. It's
right. It's when supposed to give it to the Kohen, left the Kohen supposed to take it. It's like a Kohen coming and schlepping away his truma. You say, well, you have to give a truma to the Kohen anyway. Right. Yeah, but not necessarily to you. I can give it to anybody I want. You have no right to take it. I have to go and give it. Okay, but anyway, getting back to I would think they would be able to. After that, okay, so therefore, what does that mean? The Kahanim won't be able to go and eat from the Chaz B'Shoik until after Haktoras Emurim. When is going to be the Haktoras Emurim? Like in this case, where the Chatas Behema, it's going to be next day.
It'll be already possible.
It'll be nicer. They won't be able to eat it.
Right,
the Kama to Kahanim, so we're not so focused so much on the nicer at the moment, but the Kama to Kahanim li achli basar, and to the Kahanim eat it. They don't get their full kaparit. So here, this poor yid, this yankel comes in. He brings. He says, "I just came out of traffic. I'm sorry. Did you bring the Tomid Shel Bein Arboim? Yes, we did." Says Rabbi Shlomo ben Ashur Breikah Roika, no problem. If you're a Mechusar Kippurim, we'll allow you to go and bring your carbon now. Are you a Metzora? Only Metzora Asher.
You sent your Shlomim earlier. It's only.
Yes, he brought the Shlomim earlier. But that's me. And a pickle and a peckle.
Go back home to get the other carbon.
Exactly. He's in a pickle and a peckle. What is he going to go and do? So he said, according to our Papa Chabonites, if he'll be an Ani, then it would be simple because they don't have to worry about it. He already brought the other two Kabbonis before. And so Rav Chisda says, well, since it's only a little blood, no Haktara, everything is fine, everything is great. However, according to the Papa that we're talking about, Echatas Behemah. And the only way that we're going to allow is by doing Malinim, the Eivarim, the Emurim on the side of the Mizbech on the top.
It's going to block the whole process.
And we're not going to go and bring them and be Makter until tomorrow. Some of the Kahanim won't be able to go and eat their carbon tomorrow. And they won't be able to eat them anyway, because Echatas, he can't eat tomorrow. So he's not going to have his Kapara. If he won't have the Kapara, he won't be able to go eat from the Shlam anyway. He'll still be a Mechusar Kippurim. So what have we accomplished? See, it's a good question. You have to put all these pieces together.
But it's really the zrika that matters, not the. I mean, this is nice, the full kapara, but it's the zrika that's the matter.
No, he's also zangi bench.
You want to, the kapara is the kapara, the zrika, 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 the kapara, the zrika
to go and be makter the emurim today because of the mitzvah of aleh hashlem kolak kabonis kulam that you can't be makter, they have to do it tomorrow. It's asum kimi, it's as if einenu. It's as if the emurim got lost or got tameh. They fell through the holes somehow, fell through the cracks somehow, and there are no emurim left. What do you do then? Do you tell the kahanim, okay, I'm sorry, you cannot eat from this karm chatos because I don't know where the emurim are. I checked up and down, went through all my lists, I asked through all the kahanim, I just can't find them. Or they became tameh. Or in our case, you can't be mocked to them because of the fact that they're harsh lamps. They're frozen. The sign is, what happens in those cases? I would think, okay, they can't eat a chaz v'shoik, or by a chatos, they can't eat the rest of the animals. So when do I say that Taurus Emurim is ma'akev, that the kahanim cannot eat? And if it's ma'akev on the balam, they can't get the full kapara when there are emurim to speak of. But if there are no emurim, because nitmu or shenevdu, or in our case, where you cannot be makter them because of the fact that aleha hashlem, they're suspended, they're frozen, etc. Oh, so they have no Taurus Emurim. Say the kahanim, if that's the case, it's like a case of nitmu shavdu, we can eat the rest of the carbon after all, and therefore the balam can get their full kapara, and therefore the balam can go and eat from the shlam that night, or the karm pesach, and everything is wonderful, everything is great. Baruch Hashem, so we worked out all the cheshbonos, why it would work after all. But I have another major, major issue which has to be addressed. And that is, we keep on saying aleha hashlem kol kabonis kulam, that the final haktorah every single day has to be the karban tamid shalbein horaboy. We start it at 8.5, we finish it at 9.5, and l'choira, at that point, we should close up the Beis Midrash, with the lone exception of having to go and light the menorah and be machzik ketores. But otherwise, the kahana should be finished.
Hetzachalom is still going on all night.
How could you do hetzachalom all night? Aleh hashlem, and the aleh hashlem means vehikter aleh. How are you being marked everything else?
Brachas. I've been wondering.
I'm sure you've been wondering since the Mishnah Brachas until now, the last year and 3 months, etc. What's going on? Since yesterday, today. What's going on over here? How can you continue being? Now you're going to tell me we're going to continue being marked in the hetzachalom mevorim of the Tamei Shalbein Arboyim. That doesn't take very long, and you did that in that 1 hour, and you're done.
We kind of answer yes, you kind of grandfather it in. Is that
okay? So wait for that. Don't be 1 second. Wait until the Torah of the Gemara. But the kasha of the Gemara is, how do we allow lechatchila all of those nedarim and nedavis and chatoyis vashomis that were brought during the day? How can you be makter them? Aleh hashlem, you can't be makter anything after that. That's the Gemara's kasha. Rav Kahana Rami. Rav Kahana asked the stira. Except one pasuk says, "Layolin chilev chagi ad boiker." Don't leave the chilev until the morning. By the aymerin, right? The aymerin have to go in during the night, but not in the morning. So ad boiker hu layolin. How kol a laila kula yolin. The entire night you can be malin. Here it doesn't mean malin means on the rosh hamizbeach. It means you can leave them down below until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, until, but not including Amud HaShachar. You hear that Amud HaShachar is in 5 minutes from now. Okay, Schnell, the final Amurim we're going to put on the Mizbech. No problem. As long as it wasn't Ad Boiker. Ad Boiker L'Yom or Kol Lai L'Yom. Uksiv, didn't we have our drash v'hikter leh chel v'eshlam aleh hashir kol l'kamen es kulam? So in Bazoi, how can you even think of being malin the Amurim down below and bringing them at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning? That's 12 hours after we already finished 3:30 in the afternoon, the hector of the Tomid Shobeinu Aboyim Aleha Hashleim. After the Mura, who Moisulabu Mafarikla, he asked the question himself and he gave the answer himself. Kishinit Toisru. What means Kishinit Toisru? That means like Rashi says. Look at the Rashi, three lines higher. This is what Dari was saying before.
Yeah. Grandfather then.
Even the nearer lahakrova koydim lachain, al tomichul shachar hu mushlam. Meaning, and this was the svar that you were saying before. You use the expression kolaroy lebila ein bila makeves. A similar expression means koloymed liktzar kikotzer koloymed lahakter kikotzer. So this carbon that you're talking about, that you're doing the hektah halav mevorim kol halayla, you already brought at 12 o'clock midday. And they did the Zerika, Zedam, the Kabbalah, Zedam, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, and the Zerika, the Halach, the Gantzig, and all four Avodahs. I said it out of order, but you understand. In Muktamuch Batayr, they did the Shechita, and they did the Kabbalah, Zedam, the Halach, Zedam, Zerika, Zedam. Everything was great. Now, what should I do? I should be Makta, the Muraman, and the Spech. I should, but I'm too busy because somebody else is knocking on the door. He wants to bring his carbon, and then the next guy wants to bring his carbon. Okay, we're going to do it at night. Since I could have, would have, should have done the hektar prior to the haktoras tomet shel ben habayim, it's kimukta dami. That's already packaged in, or as you call it, grandfathered in. That is not an issue. The issue would only be to go and bring the carbon out for the first time to do the shechita post tomet shel ben habayim. Aros, don't even talk about something like that, unless of course you're zav and matzoyer, your letters, your mechusik kippurim. But otherwise, we wouldn't allow you to go and start carbon fresh to finish off the carbon. That you can do even post the bringing of the Tomei Shel Ben Habayim. Ramli Rav Safla Rav. Here's Rav Safla Icha Bakash. Ksiv Layolin Laboiker Zebach HaKaposach. Well, now we're talking about carbon Pesach. Laboiker Udal Yom. Okal Lay Layolin. You can go and do the bring everything on top of the Mizbeach Agantzenach. In other words, all the Aymurim of the carbon Pesach, of all these thousands of carbon Pesachim, you can go and do it the whole night. I have a problem. For Ksiv Oyla Shabbos B'Shabbata Gesundheit. So what the Gemara is telling us now is a very important halacha, which doesn't only apply Erev Pesach, it applies throughout the entire year. Every single Friday, Baruch Hashem, we bring karbanos. And every single Friday night, we would like to be mekayim the haktores chalom eivorim of the karbanos that were brought on that Friday. Can you go and be makdir on Friday night the haktores chalom eivorim for the karbanos that were brought on Friday, which was chol? Says the Braisa, no. Oilet Shabbos b'Shabbatai. There the Torah said you're allowed to go and bring a karm oila on Shabbos, even though you're doing shechita and you're doing haktor. How can you do these things? You're being mechal Shabbos. No, that you're allowed to. The Torah said, now you're allowed to. You have to. Piyom Shabbos, you have to bring these kabbalas. So Shabbos b'Shabbatai. V'lei oilas cholish b'Shabbos. V'lei oilas chol v'yontiv. But you can't go and bring the oilas chol from the Friday. You can't do the haktor. So the kahanim had to work very, very quickly Friday afternoon. Shnau, shnau, shnau. Before hadlokas neir, before shkia, to get everything on the mizbeach and not wait until night. Okay, so now a regular Friday, presumably they rushed and they did that. But what are we going to do now? Oilas chol biyontif. Meaning, oilas chol means the karbonis Pesach that they brought on Erev Yontif. You cannot go and put now those emurim on at night on Yontif. So you say, okay, and Achanami, they finished it all off before Yontif began. No, we just had this pasuk. Lo yon la biker zeva chaga pasul la biker hud lo yon or kol alayla yolin. How can you yon kol alayla? After all, it's oilas choil beyond tiv by definition, because erev yontiv is the choil.
Yeah, the choil. I mean, you don't have to work. It's already a shtickle yontiv. It's really like chol mod we were saying earlier in the.
Okay, but for these purposes, it's not considered to be yontiv. Amalei kvar ram yanilei. This kasha is a good kasha. Machinge frek the kasha kvar ram yanilei. Rav Abba bar Chia le repavol. Mishani le, and he told him hocha bar bo asa shechol. Ooh, the pasuk that says lo yolin la boiker zeva chag a pasuk la boiker hud lo yolin hakol lai lo yolin. That's talking about that erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos like this year. The chal v'Shabbos kraven beyontiv. It's oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatay v'lo oilas choil b'Shabbos. Lo oilas choil beyontiv. He was talking about oilas Shabbos beyontiv. That you're allowed to do. Chal v'Shabbos kraven beyontiv. Amalei, mishum bechel b'Shabbos kriim b'yontiv, anan neiku v'neimalei da'ikro b'arbo asr shchol yesh b'Shabbos hudach sif. It's easy to make an ukimta and a mishnah and a brayz and say, we're not talking about generally and generically and universally, we're talking about a special case. A posik, and tell me the posik when it says, don't bring the chalavim during the night, I'm sorry, don't bring it the next day, but during the night you're allowed to, that's only talking about the Erev Pesach chol yesh b'Shabbos. How often did that happen?
Maybe 3 years, 4 years.
On Shabbos? Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. When's the last time
Erev Pesach? 3-4 years.
Last 3-4 years ago, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos?
It seems to happen every 3 or 4 years, maybe 8 years. I don't know.
It's a very rare thing. It's usually 20 years. Mm-hmm. But regardless, it doesn't make a difference. After 20 years, and then it's 3 or 4 years later, and then another 20-year period. Regardless. But the point is, he's telling me only in that case, then he said, you have a good point. But Shafkila Kro, I have no choice. This is the way I have to interpret the pasuk. Do dochik umoikim anafshe. Says Rashi, otherwise I have a steer of the psukim. You ask the good steerer. Here it says you can go be makter all of the aymure and agan tanacht. And there it says, no, oy the Shabbat Shabbat, v'loy choyl beyontiv. So then you cannot do the agan tanacht. You have to do it on Erev Pesach. So you have to say this is talking about b'choyl and this is talking about b'shabbos. I have no choice. Shafkila Kro, I have to interpret the pasuk that way with that ukimta to dochik, because otherwise it's doichik, it's very hard to understand the pasuk. This way I'm able to go and clear up the steers of psukim by saying this is talking about on chayim, it's talking about Shabbos, and never the twain shall meet.
We had this problem in brachos when we talked about if the tefillah was connected to the korbanos or the avos,
yeah.
And we talked about this and we said if it's because the day in the Beis Hamikdash starts in the morning,
yeah,
that's why you can continue doing it. So it's an overlap. It's a overlap zone.
Uh-huh.
We discussed this already, didn't we?
We have to get away. Wait till we get back to Brachos.
Wait.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi says, I give entry. We should continue tomorrow. Brand new Mishnah.